Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, as now joining us on the line is the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Andy Ettinger, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thank you.
So as we take a look at your schedule from the previous week, you guys had the CGD meet on Tuesday, and that's always a very competitive meet with some really good teams there. Thursday, you guys were scheduled to be at Manton, but that meet was called off due to weather. But at least through the first handful of weeks of the outdoor season, it definitely appears your girls are on the up and up. Definitely a couple that stood out to me so far have been two of your studs from the past couple of years. Addison Jeske and Aiden Feske are off to pretty solid starts to their season. What can you say about how they progressed since you guys have jumped into the outdoor season?
Addie in her long jump has been progressing as the season goes on. There's times, you know, she lets it get to her head, but she's won each meet that we've had so far. Aiden has done well in the 100. She won it in Clarion. But at our meet, she improved her time, you know, from the beginning of the last year starting out. So she got, you know, under 13 where she wanted to be. So she's going in the right direction. And Celeste Figueroa has stepped up for us in the 200, definitely improving her time back at Clarion. So she's another one that's really stepped up for us.
And you mentioned some of those girls that are sprinters as well. Addison Jeske sprinter as well. Some of your relays are off to really solid starts this year. You're 4x1, not too far outside the realm of maybe sneaking in the back door of the Drake relays. You guys are sitting at 53.85 for your 4x1. 4x2 sitting at 157.44. Not a bad time to be at this time of year as well. When you look at some of those sprint relays you have, you know, what's been the biggest area of growth with those relays since the season's begun?
The area growth 4x1, we made one change. I wanted to see how it worked. Moved a freshman in, and it improved our time. Handoffs are good. They're not perfect yet, so we still believe, yes, we can still cut time off that. And we know where we sit for the Drake relays with the, you know, timeline coming down to qualify. Mm-hmm. 4x2, we had a great run at Clarion, one bad handoff. So we definitely know those four girls can improve their time on that also. So,
and as you look at the schedule coming up here for this week, obviously things are kind of in limbo, obviously, with the weather forecast. You guys are scheduled to be at Garner Hapel Ventura coming up. That will be on Tuesday night, and then you follow that up with a meet on Thursday. And again, weather is pending for those meets, unfortunately. But when you look at this week in terms of competition, obviously, what are you and the staff, what's some of the areas that you're looking for the runners, for the distance runners, and for field events that you're looking to really focus in on here for this week?
Well, field events, again, like I say, Addie Jeske, you know, there's a little bit of competition for her, which will be a good thing, especially at the Garner meet. And the disc for my daughter, Rin, she improved her throw with over 7 feet on the last one. So, you know, she's looking to compete. She's got a taste of what it's like and everything. My other daughter, Reese, isn't far behind her. So, you know, they're both competing against each other, like they do. But sprint-wise, you know, like I say, our open one, open two, 4x1, 4x2 are kind of our top things right now, where we're improving on. Distance-wise, we're kind of short in the distance this year. Basically, I got about two runners, one that's hurt, and the other one, it just keeps improving slowly, so.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at Garner Hapel Ventura on Tuesday and at Webster City on Thursday.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep, that was Andy Ettinger, the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with Roland Story girls track coach Andy Herrick after the break here on 95.7 FM.